in order to build a MediaWiki testing framework. So okay. So, why do we test? Well, to start off with, there are many people who develop MediaWiki functionality. But this MediaWiki functionality is not used only within the Wikimedia Foundation. There are many, many more MediaWiki installations outside of the Wikimedia Foundation than inside. So, and if you are going to test, then basically the testing that you do is a moving target, because some people are interested in testing for their own environment. Some people are interested for testing on Wikimedia services. Some people are just interested in knowing that the software that they are building actually works. So there are all kinds of levels where you are going to talk about the testing. Now, when you start thinking about it, there are many configurations possible when you're talking about MediaWiki. For instance, if you have an organization like Wikia, they have their own extensions. They have extensions that are also used by the Wikimedia Foundation. And when they want to know if the software actually works, they have to test it for their own environment. They cannot basically know for sure that everything will work fine out of the box. And certainly, if you are a new user to MediaWiki, if you have your own server, you put on MediaWiki, you install this extension, that extension, such extension, then if you follow the things that are on IRC, then you often find people who say, hey guys, I installed MediaWiki, I have a problem, it doesn't work. And it is a great thing that there are all these people with all that expertise on the IRC channels that basically explain to people that they can do this, they can do that, have they thought of this issue, and if they have done that special value. Basically what it boils down to, it takes an awful lot of information before you actually can install an MediaWiki installation and have it actually work. Now, another reason why you want to test is, even though people who develop have the best intentions, they are human too. They make mistakes, and they often make the same mistake, and that's why they test, because basically it is one way of making sure that the software that they write actually works. Now, I don't need to explain to people that when you're developing, that testing is basically pain. It takes an awful long time to do the tests. So what we have been looking at is, when you are thinking about testing, what is it actually what takes the most time when you are doing the testing? And what we found is that the installation of the software is what makes it so hard, because that takes an awful lot of time. It's repetitive. It is easy to make mistakes in that. So it's much better to have a scripted way of installing an environment that you use for doing your tests. So one of the things that's important is, why did we do it and how did it came about? Now, the key thing to appreciate is that what we did was not meant initially, or not at all to start off with, for the Wikimedia Foundation. We had an organization, a company, and they did hosting for MediaWiki. And they had some of their own extensions, and they wanted to know that when they went from one release to the next release, that the software that they had spent so much money on, all the effort that they spent on building the functionality that was of importance to them, things that were for them showstoppers, that it would actually work when you go from one release to the next. And to start off with, it worked not at all. They went from one release to the other, and it took them something like 3 months to update their own software to the new release of MediaWiki. Now, that's painful. Now, in order to make sure that it is not as painful, you want to know for sure how the work that they do is basically repeatable, how you can make sure that when you go from a release to another release, that it will still work, that they know what the issues are with software once they install it on their server. So, one of the things is that if you have an installation, then you still don't know really if it's going to work, because you have one extension, you have a next extension. How do they interrelate? How does it make a difference when you have only MediaWiki Core with those things? Do you need specific changes to MediaWiki Core software? all those things basically define if the software is working. And in order to provide a good quality service, you have to make to be sure that the environment will work and that it will work for a week, for a month, because you have customers that are basically reliant on the service that you provide with MediaWiki. Now, so when you know that software works and it works in a specific release, then the next question is, does it work when you upgrade? So the upgrade process is something that you can test. So there are all kinds of reasons why you want to make sure that the environment that you have actually works and that it's repeatable and it's reliable, because that is basically why you do your testing. So we found that the biggest amount of time that people spend when testing is basically in preparing the environment, installing the software. So the first thing that we did in this project was build an installer. And what the installer does is it allows you to install MediaWiki extensions. You can say it is this revision, or it is that specific release, and it does that, and it does it repeatedly, and it actually works. Now, the way it works is it makes use of SVN, and it downloads the information, the software from SVN. And in this case, it is the Wikimedia Foundation's SVN. But basically, that is something that can be configured. You can use other code repositories as well. So. And as there are so many tools that you can use to actually do the testing, and as we don't have at this stage experience with many of them, the way we've done this is we provide an environment and you decide what tools you want to use for the testing, and that is basically what we do. So. One of the things that we say is when we want to install extensions, these extensions actually have to work, have to be configured and written in a specific way, in a standard way. And if they have been written in a standard way, then one of the things that we can do is install them. Now, for instance, if an extension is in need of specific database manipulations, then one of the things that you can do is have a script that basically says that you have to do specific things when the database is installed, and if it is conformant to the naming standard for that, it will find it, it will run your script, and it will make sure that the extension and all the work that is associated with it in that script is basically performed. So the key thing is, if you are a developer of an extension, that you are aware of the standards for an extension, and you make use of the standards, and basically an environment like our extension testing environment will basically do the work, and it will do the will just install and be properly functional for you. But as it is, there is an awful long list of extensions that just don't work in that way. So in order to make sure that they still work in our testing environment, we have been spending an awful lot of time building little scripts that basically take the exceptions that are required for the installations and make sure that the installation works as it should do. So the thing is, if you have an extension, it is not complies to standard, that somebody writes a script so that it basically will work anyway. In order to do that, we have different types of installations. The one thing that we have is an installation that basically expects that everything is standard. And if it's like that, then we install it in a specific way. But and if there is a scripted version of it, then it will just find the scripted version, and in the script that you use to do the installations, you can specify what you want. Now, if you don't specify anything specific, then it will just go and see if there is a script, and if there is a script, it will just execute it, because from our perspective, we want to make it as easy as possible for the people who use our software. Now, when you start thinking of testing, then there is a big problem, because there are something like, I think, 400 extensions. Maybe there are more. I don't know who has the precise number at the moment. But if you want to know if a script or an extension actually works, then you want to do, and you have, for instance, the first one is A, and you want to see if it works, then you first have a basic environment with only MediaWiki and an extension A installed, and then you need to go on and you need to install extension B as well, and then you can add extension C as well, etc., etc., and then you can start with extension B, extension C, etc., etc., and basically the amount of work involved in doing the testing for all those possibilities is huge. It takes an awful long of time, but and basically it doesn't make much sense, because really it doesn't work like that. You don't find installations like that in the wild. So one of the things that we have come up with is something called an environment. Now, what is basically an environment? An environment is, for instance, with Wikipedia, is a certain set of software with extensions, with configurations issues, and if they are in place, then that is basically enough to say this is a Wikipedia environment, and you can then test if that works, because that's what you're typically interested in. And if you want to know if an additional extension works as well, then all you need to do is start off with a basic environment installation, add this one extension, and see how it does. Now, that reduces the amount of time that you need for testing considerably. So what have we been doing in order to support environments? We have a file, and in this file we specify what extensions are used. So we have one file that defines that an environment exists, and we have another file where we say these extensions with, for instance, this revision exist for that specific environment. So it is all done with data which is in files, and that makes it easy to change the configurations that you want to test. For instance, if Brian wants to go from one specific release to another release for his production environment, if we have the correct information, we can specify it in our environment scripts, and as a consequence, you can do the testing, and that is something that's easy, it's repeatable, and if you have a proper internet connection, you set it up in something like 5 to 6 minutes. Now, I wish I could demonstrate it to you. I was... Okay. I've been in another presentation earlier, and at the start of the presentation, I started the installation of a MediaWiki environment, and basically at the end of the of the presentation, because of the speed available on the network at this moment in time, it takes me more than the time of a presentation to install MediaWiki and all the extensions involved. And so basically, I'm not going to bother showing you that it runs. I can start it off with you, for you, if you like, and you will see that it just starts doing that. But because it will not finish in a reasonable time, I will just not bother to do that. Sorry. What I'm going to do instead is basically explain what it does. And, well, you can take my word for it, or if you don't take my word for it, which I prefer, is then you install the software and you run it yourself on a proper data link, and you will see that what I say is actually true.
Okay, tell you what I'll do. There's some Cat 5 over that way, so if anybody wants to have a full demonstration, I'll hook right up to this Cat 5 and put it there.
For your information, that is Kim Bruning, and he is one of the guys who has been developing this software. So he knows actually how it works, while I'm basically the one who has been testing it, writing scripts, developing the whole notion of environments and the software associated with it. And well, so as a consequence, I can even consider myself a developer. Oh well. So.
Kirat, would you like to start an installation and see how long it runs? It might actually be faster now. They switched it to 802.11b, and reliability means that it may actually finish on time. You can try it.
I don't think so.
Okay. try it.
Okay. So when we do an installation, the way it works is for the first iteration of a environment, it gets everything from SVN, and basically that is it. You can specify things like it has to be this environment, and it has to have this release, or it has to be having that tag, and it has to have this name. So you can do all these kind of things. But one of the other things you can do is specify the languages that you want to have a MediaWiki installation installed for. So for instance, you can say, I want the usability environment and I want to have it in, say, for instance, English, French, Arabic, Farsi, Hebrew, Korean, or what have you. What it does is it's first of all, installs all the associated, the MediaWiki and all the associated extensions, and basically specify that a specific language is the language to be used. Once it has done that, it can make a copy of that environment, so it doesn't need to download it a second time, and basically change parameters like the language associated with it. So something like 10 minutes, you can, in 5 minutes you can build, install one environment, but in 20 minutes, you, 20 environments can be installed in 10 minutes. So if you have tests which also associate things that have to do with multiple languages, it's ideal. You could, you just specify the languages that you're interested in, and it just works. Now, when another thing that it does, and that is implicit what, in what I just said, you can say, I have an environment, I want to duplicate it, because I'm going to run, for instance, destructive test against it, and once I'm done, I want to basically ditch the old extension, the old installation, duplicate the one that I set aside, and do another round of testing. And another round of testing in order to make sure that everything is as it should be. So by concentrating on environments, basically we prevent this whole notion of end-to-end extension testing, because in my opinion it does not make sense. I don't think that you have an other opinion, but if you have, I would like to hear of that. So as we install things, It doesn't only mean that you can install it for testing, but you can also use it to install production environments. Now, the cool thing about it is, if you say I'm going to use a specific environment, then you have all the arguments why you want to use one of these environments. Because in the way we have selected the environments as we currently have them, we have been looking for what we call best-of-breed environments. For instance, Jaron, he is a specialist on Semantic Media Wiki, and he, in his environments, has a specific set of extensions, and all you need to do is talk with him and agree that it is a good idea to say that this is best of breed, and consequently, if as long as you maintain in your configuration files the specific versions of software, you can basically build a an environment which basically looks like the environment that he supports. Now, the good news about that is that if you understand that somebody like Jaron does his best for his environment, you will also appreciate that an organization like WikiEducator is the best of breed for educational environments. So if all the things associated with the best of breed are in place, then you have exactly the right reason why you want to use an installation like this for the installation of production environments as well. Because as it is the kind of environment that people use for testing, it is also the kind of environment that is actually safest in order to have when you want to be sure that when you go from one release to the next, that it will actually work. Because that's the software that people are developing for, that's the software that is actually being used, and that's the software that basically provides best-of-breed functionality. So, so what we do is we provide a standard environment, We provide test environments to do to run those tests. And when you then add something like localization updates with it as well, then you get a situation that not only can you install the environment that you want, that is specified, but you can also get the latest localizations from SVN as it is. And for your information, I've learned that Raon has been working on making sure that localization update will also work for release 1.15. Now that means that you would have the stable version of MediaWiki, you will have the correct localizations from that are available in the Wikimedia Foundation's SVN. So basically, with a standard environment with localization updates gives you a superior experience. So, a progress update. Now, the problem that we have at this moment in time with our environment is that when we started off, there was this company who spent quite a considerable amount of money to pay for the development of the software. But one of the things that is quite important is that this was done with the explicit understanding that the software was open source. And at that, there is documentation, a sufficient documentation to prove that the software has always been available under a free license. The company wants to retract the license of the software, and actually as a result of that, the reason why other people would use the software goes away, because basically who would like to have software that does the installation of software like MediaWiki when the software that does it isn't open source? So, for your information, and I specify that in the text, we use the MIT license, and the MIT license is used because our environment is largely based on functionality that you also find in the PyWikipedia bots, which is also available under an MIT license. So, what is happening now, and this is happening since April from this year, there have been several legal threats. There have been letters by lawyers, our lawyers, their lawyers, and so far it has been proven that it is only bluster. Basically, people are only, this company is basically using the legal threats to get us to do things that we don't want to do, because according to our lawyer, what we say is reasonable. The law should be with us. Sorry. And so we are now at a situation where potential partners require from us that there is legal clarification, because without this legal clarification, they are not happy or willing to work with us to use this software. That's reasonable. So the situation is that we have to go to court in order to prove that when you publish software under a free license, that you can stop making software available under that free license, but you can't retract the license from the people who have the software published under that free license already available. So, what we are aiming for and is that there becomes some clarity about this. We are going to court because we want to make sure that we actually can make sure that the software can be used. We want to make sure that there is clearance about the copyright and the licensing issues, so that it's really clear for everybody that they can use it. So that we can continue and allow for the adoption of the software by other organizations, and make sure that the development of the MediaWiki testing environment is something that will make it the best testing environment, and that will also fit in your tools that you use for testing the software. So, there are some demo things that I can do. Okay, he can do a demo. I'm going to give the mic to Kim.
I think, Gerard, that you want to do most of the demo, but I'm going to set it up so that you can do it. Because because the useful thing about the system is that it's fully command line, so I can just run it on any machine anywhere. So why should I run it here? I can run it at home.
If you look, then you see that there is already a terminal and it's already on the right place. But the issue is that it's not that I can't find the environment. Oh yeah, that's not.
I told you. Oh, you want to tune your own? Then you'll have to give me your password. Do you remember this?
I can silence myself like that, I think.
Yeah, I thought so. And you have it on a different port, I guess?
I don't know. You set it up at some stage for me.
222. I think it was this one. Let's have a look. And you can do your demo. There you go.
So basically what you see is, I don't need to... So basically what you see is we have security set up in such a way that I actually don't need to use a password. This is my system, and then it goes to his system, and basically he knows me, and I'm trusted, so there. Okay. Yeah. So, the software is Python software, and what you do is you go to the right place. You use the thingy to basically start up the environment, and you get a prompt. So, what I can do is I can do something like ls. It looks really nice because what it then tells you is what the available commands are when you do an ls. For instance, I can say what are the available media wikis. I can ask what are the what are all the other things associated with it. And one of the things why it is a bit awkward at this moment is to demonstrate things. I don't know at this moment in time what the software version is that I have installed. Now, in order to know that everything is fine, I can do an update self. So let me do that. So the software can break things, so that's fine. And actually, I am in the latest version, so that's fine. So I can now look what versions of this, what installations are available. So I can do something like ls installed MediaWiki, and it writes. What do I do wrong? Oh well. So like this. Okay. So it's. Sorry? Yeah, you do the typing. So typing with one hand is not good, apparently. So, right, okay. So what you see is I have all kinds of environments. I have environments that are to do with usability. I have one which is the documentation of the software. I have something to do with semantic media wiki. What else do I see? I have an environment for wiki educator, and well, that's round about it. You see, for instance, with one of the things I tried is I did a Farsi semantic media wiki installation, a Japanese usability. Basically, it is not that much work. I can just do that. So, Kim, can you do for me this following? Can you drop one database and make it the NL underscore usability? Yeah, well, there's a typo. And it has to be a capital U. That's the nice thing with Unix. It has to be letter perfect. Otherwise, it will just not work. So it just drops it. So let's install another MediaWiki thing. So please, Kim, can you do an install of any environment? Give it any name. Sorry? No, just maybe a wiki. So what he's going to say is that it's going to be the latest version of it, and he's going to name it. And he basically what he does is he's going to say install it as and then the name. So the performance of the thing is quite rapid. It goes like that.
For one MediaWiki install, you just run the program and it installs one MediaWiki instance in about a minute. There's no huge advantage in doing this. You know, it saves you a minute or two of work. But if you want to do this a lot of times a day, it starts getting interesting. Or if you want to start scripting things.
Well, one of the things that you have to appreciate is when I install an environment, basically it's a script that does the work. So as it is, as you can script all these commands anyway, so you can do you can script the installation, but you can build in the same script all kinds of things that do the testing for you. So basically, what you can do is if your systems basically are, yeah, well, that was something that I was reading about.
Sorry. Wikimania.
Now let's make it interesting. Just take, for instance, the AR usability.
Shouldn't I be showing the Wikimania one?
Well, that doesn't is not that interesting, really.
No, it's just but I have to show it.
Oh well.
It's an empty wiki. Ta-da! Oh, whoa! There's a bug in the current MediaWiki version. That's nice to know. Okay, so which one did you want to see? Our AR usability.
For instance.
Okay.
And once that is loaded, I want to see to show people what the special version is, so that they can see that all kinds of things are installed in there.
Whoa!
So as you can see, everything is looks like it's, it should be the sidebar on the right hand side, and everything looks like this. This is basically an empty environment, and basically it's nothing special, except for that there are all kinds of extensions installed. Special version, Kim. So that, then you see to start to see how it looks like. Well, actually, this is cool information if you can understand English, but basically you get more information that makes sense, because for an awful lot of those informations, you will find that in translate.wiki that they had input information that is specific to an extension.
So I see here that one of the extensions by Trevor Pascal hasn't been translated to Arabic yet.
Well, that is also that has also everything to do with the time when this was actually created, because I wouldn't be surprised if you look at it with a latest installation when it is okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
Basically, you can appreciate that we can run a script and that it will install all those things. To do that, Kim, can you go back to the command line
and run an actual script to?
Yeah, and can you then quit and go to testing demo?
Where you got this? You got a demo directory?
Util. And then...
Environment?
Environment, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And then there is a script called... let me have a look.
You've got lots of new environments in there.
Yeah. Well, basically, this is something where I have been running the software. So, that's not this one. Environment install.sh, I think that could be the be one. So.
All right, I need to teach you to.
No. And then usability.
Oh, right. Install.sh. And then what?
And then usability.
Oh, you've been actually programming.
And then. And you can't type.
Oh, I can't.
Okay. And then again, usability. And then default and default.
We need to work on your usability here.
And then quotes, EN space AR space ARFA. LT, and that's enough.
Cool.
Okay, so hit it. Okay, so what it starts to do, it drops the database, starts the installation, finds that there are extensions that need to be installed, installs all the extensions, goes to the next database, finds that it's there, kills it, does a duplicate, goes to the next one, kills it, installs the next one. Basically, exactly what you expect.
Installs about how many different wikis?
We just
tell it to do 5, right?
Yeah, four? Well, that could be 20 or 100. I don't care.
Yeah, okay. Well, 5 today, though.
Well, this is sufficient for now. Okay, this is basically the presentation. Questions? Yes, please.
What tool do you use to make the functional testing after you deploy?
Okay, basically what we have at this moment in time, or basically where we stopped really working on it, we do the installation of the software, and within a test like this, we also run the parser test, and that's basically it. And we have some other tests that we have that use a different protocol, and we run one or two of these as well, just to demonstrate that that is what we do. And in one of the things, we may also have the installation of the localization update. So that is basically what we do.
Well, that's what we do for now. But we do have all of the rest of the components standing by. But we had some legal issues, and we sort of delayed work on this and started working on other stuff for a while. And we'll be getting back to that. And, you know, we'll certainly have by the next week, maybe, but way before then, we'll actually have the automated testing running on these environments as well.
Okay. Next question, please.
Any other questions?
Curious, where will you be going to court?
It will be going to court in the Netherlands, because that is where both parties to this conflict live. And if at all, it will be interesting, because even though we are not really anxious to do that, it might set precedents and all that kind of good stuff. Now, the good news is that we have a lawyer who is into these kind of things, and the good news is that he looks kindly on us, so the legal bills that we have had to pay are big enough, but not as big as we could have expected.
Yeah. While you're talking, I just saw it running a localization update on the wiki, this particular wiki. So this is one of the other things that, this is actually an installation where localization update is working in real time, and it's being done across an entire wiki farm. So the terminal doesn't even handle all of the different scripts, so.
Okay, next question, please.
I have two questions. First, is there a website where we can see more information and updates about this project?
I've been working on documentation wiki, and basically it is on one of Kim's servers, and I can give you the URL to that one as well. And basically you make a good point. I will make sure that when I publish the presentation on my blog, that the URL of the documentation wiki will be on there.
Cool. Second short question is, obviously there's a lot more configuration that can be done for each extension. There's the whole configure extension that can be used for such things. So I just wanted to know how this project related to that, what you were planning.
The configure extension is really interesting, and we have had contacts with the guy who is doing the work. And basically, we want to make sure that it's going to work with that as well. And one of the things I actually blogged about today is that Brian is working at this moment in time something called configuration database. And that is something where he says that it will also work for companies outside of Wikimedia Foundation. And that is to go beyond what is being done with the configure extension. So basically, it boils down to the fact that configure and the notions of configure are going to be adopted by the Wikimedia Foundation. But the cool thing for us is that as it is in the database, that we can save configurations in a database and can make them part of the test that we actually want to run.
My quick question was just, what is the address of your blog?
The address of the what?
Of your blog.
I am probably the one who is blogging the most about all things Wikimedia and things that are of interest relating to Wikimedia, MediaWiki, and all that kind of stuff. It's ultimategerardm at blogspot.blogspot.com. And I think I am at the moment at 775 blog entries.
Can you put up the URL?
Sorry.
Sure.
You had a question?
Yeah, next question, please.
Is that visible enough?
Oh, and if you scroll down, then you'll find that I've been blogging a lot about Wikimania 2009. So if everything is fine and you're interested in these kind of things and you make use of the aggregator that there are two of them, then you will find all this information as well. Anyone else a question about the testing environment? Okay, thank you very much.